SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Billionaire Elon Musk is stepping back from his public fight with President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
After last week's explosive meltdown between the one-time allies, Musk now says he regrets some of his social media posts. He writes on X that they went too far. Musk claimed credit for Donald Trump's election victory and criticized the president's spending bill. He also alleged that information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was being concealed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another Democrat has entered the race to unseat Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst. Bob Agnew reports.
Iowa State Senator Zach Walls announced on Wednesday he's entering the fray in the Democrat effort to unseat Senator Ernst, seen as more vulnerable after backlash from dismissing concerns about Medicaid cuts by quipping at a town hall meeting that, quote, we're all going to die. The election website Sabato's Crystal Ball has shifted Ernst's race slightly toward Democrats from safe to likely Republican. Bob Agnew reporting.
Reaction continues to come in on the Trump administration's deployment of troops to Los Angeles to stem immigration protests there. At a press conference in Los Angeles, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Bill Isaley, says there will be more arrests.
We are looking at hundreds of people. We have video, we have FBI collecting video, we are collecting body cam, we're collecting social media, we're collecting everything. And we're going to take our time. We're going to identify people. They think the mask is saving them. It's not saving them.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the NASDAQ dropping 99, the S&P 500 lower by 16. This is SRN News. Simone Biles embraces transgenderism.
She is the most decorated gymnast in history and became America's sweetheart during her incredible performance at the 2016 Olympics. But Biles has lately taken to defending boys who play sports on girls' teams, calling those who object bullies. When former female swimming champion Riley Gaines criticized Minnesota for allowing a boy to play on a high school girls' softball team which won the state title, Biles called Gaines, quote, truly sick. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024 under President Biden. A similar challenge over in vitro fertilization is being launched. This is SRN News. The U.S. and China have agreed to a tentative new trade deal.
Writing on Truth Social this morning, the president puts it this way, our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. And Mr. Trump calls the relationship between Washington and Beijing excellent. Mr. Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will be set at 55%, while China's tariffs will be locked in at 10%. Additionally, the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. Mr. Trump says in return, U.S. will host Chinese students at American colleges and universities. I'm Rich Thomason.
Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The families filed the lawsuit Wednesday in federal court challenging the law, which is set to take effect in August. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.